He's on Monday in a prisoner swap deal that also gives Tehran access to $6 billion in long frozen oil funds. VOA's Geeta Ran of VOA's Persian service gives us some insight on the five Americans.
These five individuals have been there for a long time, especially one of them, Siamak Namazi, has been held in Iranian jail for 8 years. While the U.S. has been able to release a couple of others who were held briefly.
The $6 billion was for Iranian oil sold to South Korea but frozen by sanctions against Iran. It's being held in a Qatari bank and can only be used for humanitarian purposes. The United Nations support mission in Libya is now warning of an outbreak of diseases in the country's northeast, where floods have killed more than 11,000 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the mission says it could create a second devastating crisis.
In a statement, the mission says it's particularly concerned about water contamination and the lack of sanitation after two dams collapsed during Mediterranean Storm Daniel. The mission says there are 9 UN agencies in the country responding to the disaster and working on preventing diseases from taking hold that can cause a second crisis. It added the World Health Organization has sent 28 tons of medical supplies to the devastated country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pacific Island countries will meet next week with U.S. President Joe Biden for a second summit with his country, the second Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum, Henry Puna, said on Monday. This is VOA News. World leaders met for the opening day of the 2023 Sustainable Development Goals Summit on Monday at the United Nations. In his opening remarks, the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said 8 years ago, member states gathered in the hall to adopt these sustainable development goals and made a solemn promise to the people of the world.
People crushed under the grinding wheels of poverty, people starving in a world of plenty, children denied a seat in a classroom, families fleeing conflict, seeking a better life. Parents watching helplessly as their children die of preventable disease.
Guterres called for ending hunger, switching to renewable energy, spreading digitization in education, and full gender equality rights. One of Sudan's main landmarks, a skyscraper that towered over the River Nile and housed the headquarters of a major oil company, has been reduced to a burning wreck. Reuters' Olivia Chan says it happened during heavy fighting between rival military factions in the capital.
The Greater Nile Petroleum Operating Company head office, a glass-sided tower topped with a coil of metal, was built during an oil boom before South Sudan declared independence. The building is located close to areas fought over by Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Videos released by the RSF on Sunday showed flames and smoke rising from the building in a financial district of the capital. The RSF accused the army of targeting it along with other important buildings, part of an effort to dislodge paramilitary fighters from positions they occupied across the capital.
Reuters' Olivia Chen, who says the conflict has caused widespread clashes, looting, shortages of food and medicine in Khartoum and other cities, driving more than 5 million people from their homes. Police in London Monday said they'd received a report of alleged sexual assault after media revelations about British comedian and actor Russell Brand. A joint investigation by The Times, Sunday Times, and Channel 4 Television on Saturday published claims from 4 women of rape, sexual assaults, and emotional abuse against Brand. He's 48 years old, strongly denies the allegations, which are said to have taken place between 2006 and 2013. The Times and Sunday Times on Monday said more women had come forward to make claims about his behavior. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.